Hello all. It's been about a week since the last time I uploaded an episode. So here's episode 3. And we're back inside the car. I'm recording from the car. It seems more serene here. And you might hear some planes overhead, but and some cars driving by. Hopefully not. Hopefully this sounds great. So let's get started. All right, so the last podcast was about keeping momentum, and I'm trying to continue the momentum with making myself upload on Wednesdays no matter what. Dun, dun, dun. So let's continue with the theme of motivation, but not like a motivational podcast kind of thing. More like, let's understand it, you know? There are days when not even the most well-intentioned advice from the latest motivational science will do. So let's get to talking about how to get the motors going, you know. So you can take a nap, jog if your schedule allows it, give yourself incentives for completion, or squeezing your most important work into the apparently limited amount of time when your brain is ready. Still, some days the motivation just doesn't happen. No matter how great or fulfilling your job is, sometimes your enthusiasm for it will inevitably wane. You know, it's not a finite. Well, yeah. And that brings me to another bit of observation. But honestly, this is only motivational advice. This is the only motivational advice anyone has ever needed, really. You don't have to feel like getting something done in order to actually get it done. This idea that your emotions about doing something have to fall in line in order for you to actually do the task is what much of the existing motivational advice is based on. Yeah, I feel there's quite a bit more, you know. I feel like there's no rule that says you need to wait until you feel like doing something in order to start doing it. The problem from this perspective isn't that you don't feel motivated, is that you imagine you need to feel motivated. If you can regard your thoughts and emotions about whatever you're procrastinating on as passing weather, you'll realize that your reluctance about working isn't something that needs to be eradicated or transformed into positivity. You can coexist with it. You can note the procrastinatory feelings and work anyways, you know? Like, you can feel like you want to put it off, but, you know, just kind of just tread through it, you know? There's this quote by Shoma Morita, a Japanese psychiatrist, looked up beforehand before starting podcast or whatnot. Well, this episode. It is accurate to assume that we must overcome fear to jump off the high dive at the pool or increase our confidence before we ask someone out for a date. Marita said, most of us would still be waiting to do these things. So basically, it's like what I understood from that is just like those people that are, there's people that just say, oh, you know, wait until the time is right. You know, I don't feel it, you know, just sometimes you just have to go for it, you know, like if we really were trying to wait for like that feeling, that urge, that, you know, that push to do something, then we really wouldn't accomplish half of the things that we do on a daily basis. Like this podcast, like I feel like if I would have just been like, oh, you know what, I'm not feeling it. I just, you know, I don't feel like I have any content to put out there. I don't want to sound incoherent. Like the last one, I felt a bit incoherent. But yeah, in essence, I just feel like that, you know, you just need to take the step to get these tasks done, you know, to meet your goal. That's kind of where I feel like motivation is right now, you know. Today I was definitely not feeling the whole making a podcast, you know, but I literally tried to write this outline this time, you know, and try to write down the quote and the gist of what I wanted to say today. And that's what brings me here. You know, like, let's talk about this whole motivational thing. And like today, I was just like in a lull, you know, I was just not feeling conversational. I wasn't feeling like recording anything at all. And I was like, man, it's halfway through Wednesday. And I told myself and my wife that I was going to post Wednesday, and I had nothing, you know, so. But yeah, let's see. That's what I got on motivation for now. That's a pretty quick little segment. Let's do a quick update on where I'm at right now. So I made this whole video of updating like where I'm at on the film, writing the whole screenplay, the whole announced that I wanted to start a media company. Not really like an MCN, you know, multi-channel network. More of a place where like-minded people can post. And the way I'm thinking about if there is any compensation later on in life, I was thinking, you know, how YouTube usually tells you how much this video would make or is making and whatnot. I think the people that were involved that on that video, if they post, like, whoever helped can get a certain percentage of the AdSense or whatever, and it'll be distributed that way. And then the thing is, I'm not trying to make it like a constant, like, hey, this is the casting crew and this is how we're always going to be doing it or whatnot. I just feel like I want it to be more of a stepping stone, more of a outlet for people to get content out there, a think tank of like ideas for skits and shorts and podcasts and all that, just content. I want to be creating stuff, you know, again, just like last time, but I want to make resources available to the cast, these like-minded people, these creatives and whatnot. And that's where the whole media company is at the moment. But yeah, so that's my spiel today about, you know, just motivation, you know. Let me stop saying like and, you know, or if you will. Oh, and I listened to the last one night and I noticed I say that a lot. But okay. Thank you for listening into this week's episode. I definitely want to try, at the minimum, get an episode out every Wednesday. And then hopefully I want to try to get like a set time for the set episode, you know. Like, I know I get frustrated when certain podcasts don't post at all, or they post like much later or on a different day, you know. Like, something about consistency is just, I enjoy the consistency of content. So that's what I'm trying to do, you know, to be more consistent. And yeah, thank you for listening. If you guys are listening on the Anchor app, remember, you guys can send in your questions or any type of comment or messages, you know, little voice messages or whatnot. Just send them in. I do listen to them. And if there's any questions that you have that you would like me to add into the episode, which helps me make content, believe it or not. So just ask away. Send it on the Anchor app. Yeah, just like, subscribe, thumbs it up, favorite, all the podcast stuff that you do to podcasts. And just show some support if you liked it. If you didn't, well, appreciate it. Appreciate you taking the time to at least listen. But have a great day. Thank you. See you guys next week.